Om Shanti. So he asked me, what is your introduction? So I said, I met Brahma Baba when I was 8 years old.
Wow.
In Delhi, in our center.
For that, that's good.
So today is very beautiful topic, because we all love this topic of silence. And everyone comes to Madhuban to experience this deep silence. So today my topic is entering, experimenting, the silence. In this world where we are living, we cannot experience silence, because it's the world of movements, sound, communication. But we, through mind, we experience silence. We can experience silence in the silent world, in subtle region. And that's why we have become yogis. Really, each one of us have to ask ourselves, really, really, I am a yogi? What is yogi? Yogi is the one who uses the energy of the mind through silence way. So if during the day the mind is disconnected with the physical world and experiencing silence, stillness, detachment, and that is silence. If my mind constantly thinking, reading newspaper, watching TV or internet, or mind is involved into this world activity, then I am not in silence. Do you agree? Yeah? Because Brahma Baba, why he became number one in this world drama as a yogi? Because he, while living in this world, while having the task to accomplish of transformation, while achieving success, while achieving popularity, while achieving all kinds of attainments, accomplishment of yogi life, and yet his mind, while living in this world, he kept his mind connected with Shiv Baba. It is a hard work, living in this world, to connect up with Shiv Baba. Constantly connection with the most, the spiritualized energy in the world is Shiv Baba only, and Brahma Baba. And so, with Shiv Baba, he kept his mind connected to receive the right thoughts, touchings, inspirations. Connecting with Baba during the day while doing every task. So his mind constantly was connected with Baba. So many attainments, accomplishment, he did not get involved, or he did not allow his mind to enjoy that accomplishment. Whatever yogi life, Brahma Baba, he kept that yogi life, and he kept his connection with Shiv Baba constantly. So that's why he became number one in the world. Now there are so many religious fathers, so many people, their mind comes down in this world, gets involved in money, popularity, name, fame, so many activity of this world, minds gets involved. So the secret of Brahma Baba's perfection was this, that full attention on his mind to get connected with Shiv Baba while coming into action. That's why Brahma Baba became very unique in the world, very special soul for this task of transformation. So this is our first step to enter into silence, that full attention on my mind, that I can do action, disconnect. After finishing my action, connect with Baba. The second step is the speech. You know, during the day, as much as possible, I speak less. So less sound. The mind only coming for necessary task into sound. Do your work, speak whatever necessary, but not wasting time or passing time or getting involved into unnecessary speech. This precaution will help me to enter into silence. The third thing is the food. The food, as we all Brahmins know, we eat pure food, Brahma Bhojan, but when we eat, we are not eating with greed, isn't it? We are eating to sustain the body. So as much as possible, the food is also very sattvic. Sattvic means no chili. The sattvic means not eating with that greedness, but eating, okay, whatever is necessary. The food also has to be paid attention to it. So sometimes our mind goes into the taste of the food, or it gets attracted by the food, so that then gets involved. So the silence will become difficult. So the food also has to be eaten in remembrance and very pure food, sattvic food. The other step for entering silence is alokikta, divinity, in my Brahmin life. That means when I am coming into interaction with others, I am interacting with Brahmins or with any soul in the world, but very divine way. Even I speak, not fighting way. The fighting will also not help me to go into silence. The sound has to be very divine when we are interacting with souls. Divinity, alokikta, divine way, as if there is love, respect for each other. You know, so that level of interaction will help me to go into silence. Because if I am speaking too loud and too harsh or too much, so the mind is going into the physical world. So it becomes difficult to go into silence. So divine way of interacting. The other step for silence is observer stage. You know, Baba has explained to us the karma philosophy, that just observing each and every soul's part, role, not allowing the mind to interfere in anyone's part and role. Brahma Baba, he used the lesson of drama so powerfully that he did not comment on any scene of drama, whatever was happening in front of him. You know? So no comments. So the mind is not involved into commenting, criticizing, correcting, complaining, or looking out. The mind is free from these five C's. So five C's, you know, complaining, criticizing, commenting, comparing, and questioning. The mind is free from all this activity. So the scene of drama emerges in front of you, you let it go. That will help me to remain very silent. So I don't have to work hard, but I am in that stage to maintain my silence. Because if the scene of drama passes, I am still thinking, oh, it should not be like that. It should be like that. So I am, through my mind, bringing the scene of drama back in my mind. So much control over my mind I need, that I am free from all these kinds of 5C. The last step of entering silence is that really, every day, as much as possible, allowing the mind to, you know, like you come from Paramdham, enter the body and then do the work and then you go back to Paramdham. That kind of practice, exercise is necessary. Because when you are coming from Paramdham, from the subtle world, then you are just entering for some beneficial task. Then you finish the task, then you are going back to Paramdham, in silent world. Now, this silent world means the mind is holding the vibrations of the silent world. What is silent world? The silent world means the mind is free from past memories, isn't it? The mind is free from the roles, responsibilities of this earth. So mind is away from all that. That is silence. The mind is not working with past impression or past memory or the role conscious. The mind is free from these three and experiencing silence. So coming from that silence and then doing the task, then go back to that silence. You know, as Baba said in the Murlis, incorporeal, go to incorporeal, come, then go. Come and then go. This many Murlis Baba has mentioned this mental activity, mental practices for yoga, that I, the soul, incorporeal, come, enter this body, do my task, then go back. So then I bring those vibrations with me of silence. You know? So the more I am doing this kind of practice, then entering to silence is so beautiful. I don't have to work hard. But when our mind is too much involved into this physical world, the scene of drama, the sanskara of others, or the mind is criticizing, comparing, these five C's, then to disconnect from all this is the work, is the hard work. So the easy way is really the practice of looking at myself as a incorporeal soul. One of the practice will help us that I am not just a soul, but I am a master soul. You know, Baba says, master sarv shaktivan, master powerful soul. So I am Master powerful soul. So considering myself in that stage, so entering into silence is the aim of my yogi life. Working with the wavelengths of silence. In this world we work with sound. Someone speaks, I give response. But through silence, we don't need to come to sound. We can even give response through our vibrations, through our pure feelings, through our good feelings, through our good attitude. You know? So you can use attitude, feelings, vibrations, our internal stage, our internal the vibration, the prakampan, which the mind produces through silence. Because yoga means this, that your mind is able to produce the vibrations of Paramdham, the peaceful, the detachment, the stillness, calmness, total silence. If your mind can work with this energy, so it will help others to also become silent. But in my mind, if I am not in that level of calmness, stillness, then I can bring other people also into that level. You know, so yoga means energy to energy connection. Whatever you have, you can give to others. So, in yogi life, I must ask myself this question every day. Am I really yogi? So yogi means the one who stays in subtle region and in Paramdham. Yogi lives there. The mind is there. Yogi's mind is not here to enjoy the sense organs, the indulging in sense organs. That is not yogi, it's called bhogi, isn't it? So I am a yogi. So yogi mind is constantly working with those vibrations. So as a Brahmin, that is the aim. And then the attention is on the activity of the mind. And the practices are going into incorporeal stage. And the other stage which can help us for silence is that as Mamma's one of the story, I heard that once she was sitting in the car, someone asked Mamma, can you see this big billboard? This is very good idea for service. And Mamma said, Mamma is not here. Mamma is doing service. You know, even these things are not attracting the attention of Mamma's mind. The big billboard, you know. Someone said to Mamma, Mamma, so beautiful idea, isn't it, for service? Mamma said, Mamma is doing service. Through the silence of the mind. So, that's all. It's the silence of the mind is. You know? That mentally, I'm not involved. I'm just observing, not getting involved. I'm just seeing, but not getting entangled with any scene of drama. Whatever I am seeing, the images, whatever people I'm seeing in front of me, whatever words people are speaking, then my mind is not getting involved and entangled. I give answer with silence, with peace, but not getting involved, you know, keeping my space. So Mamma's this practice was very powerful practice. That is called constantly observing the mind and using the mind for service. So once, you know, we asked Dadi Gulzar this question that how we can do, you know, during the day this silent practice. So she said, beautiful way, you know, how many times you drink water? How many times? Maybe 8 times? 7 times? So every minute before drinking the water, just create one thought in your mind, she said. Very nice thought. I am own world service. You know, bring this consciousness. Then you drink your water. I am on world service. So what will happen? The mind which was involved into other little petty matters, it will get disconnected. Where am I? I'm serving through the mind to the world. You know? This is a beautiful practice that now and then I can tell myself. But, for example, if in the morning something happened in the scene of drama, that the some scene of drama where you confronted someone or something happened into interaction with each other and there was some disturbance inside, you know, my silence was broken, too many thoughts started to come, mind went into expansion. Then she said, if that story of the morning, still your mind is thinking and holding in the mind that story, and you have not cleared up that scene of drama, that story, then until the evening when you sit in meditation, that story will disturb you. Did you get it? Anything, you know?
सतयुग में तुमको आना है शिव पिता को अब याद करो ये संगम का स्वर्णिम युग है शिव पिता सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है
Shanti. So one attention we pay is that whatever disturbance comes in front of me, just clear it there and then, not to hold in the mind that story, that scene of drama, because it will interfere when you are going into silence. And the second is also not to have any ill feeling for any soul. You know, because if there is a ill feeling, then that soul will come when you are starting to really experience that beautiful silence. Those feelings will come and stop you. So this action account at the level of feelings have to be clear, so that the mind can go into complete pure vibration and absorb those vibrations and sustain and maintain and hold as long as possible those vibrations. And one thing more I have noticed in Brahmin life which helps for silence is to follow Brahman Maryada completely during the day. Now these are very, you know, gross, I am talking like traffic control is fine and all this vegetarian food and Amrit Vela, you know. But little more deeper our Maryadas are, which can help us to remain in silence, is that these sense organs, you know, that what happens with us is that our eyes, Baba says, deceives the most. Remember, the Murlis Baba talks about eyes. So let's say two people are talking and I see, and the mind gets the thought, what are they talking? You know, the thought comes. And then my sanskar emerges. I want to go there, listen what they are talking. Did you get it? And now this sanskar means interest. I still have an interest. And the eyes deceived me. You know, I got attracted. I saw. The thought came, what they are talking. I go and stand there and listen to their conversation. And I start to take interest to give my opinion. Do you find sometimes like that? Two people talking and they did not ask me any opinion, but I am giving my opinion, advice, you know. And I am interfering in the scene of drama with the two souls, you know. So what is happening here is the eyes see, I have nothing to do whatever they are talking. I have nothing to interfere in their, you know, karma, in the scene of drama. But where the interest is coming? From sanskar. You know, still there is an interest. That's why that interest comes in the form of thought. Let me go and listen. So listening is an interest. Deceiving is the eyes. Then I get involved to give advice, opinion. I get involved. I don't even know beginning, middle, end of their story. But I go and give. I got involved. Now this kind of actions during the day will not allow me to be light, to go into silence. Because whatever I will listen, it will stay in my mind. Unnecessary information. Now this information, whatever I am hearing, because my interest got awakened, and I will not be able to remain in silence because my mind is thinking whatever I have heard. And it will come out from my mouth to someone else. Isn't it? So I will find myself when I sit in silence, these thoughts are coming in my mind. You know, unnecessary, I broke my maryada. Which maryada? The maryada to control my sense organs and be recognize my interests in the sanskara I have still. to listen, to get involved. And the third one is, look at others as a brother, soul brothers. I don't need to look at them, what they are talking, why they are talking, no need to question anything. Just be very in pure vibration, you know. So, these, during the day, these little maryadas we are breaking somewhere, which stays in our mind, some kind of information with whatever we are hearing. When you sit in silence, when you want to be doing yoga or when you want to get connected with Baba, these thoughts will be interfering in your mind. And that is unnecessary. You know? So maryadas, these subtle maryadas are very necessary to follow in our Brahman life. Just have my own concern for my own transformation, you know. For everyone else, my attitude and my drishti is brotherhood, beneficial. So that I am not getting involved into any unnecessary information or scene of drama. So that I can maintain my silence. Because silence is a very deep subject, you know. It's very beautiful subject, but very deep. But it has connection with our during the day lifestyle, the activity, how we are doing. It is leading to silence or it is leading to disturbance. You know, it's leading to inner conflict. You know, I have to be aware of all these things inside, what is happening there. You know? So because we all have old sanskars still there, and there are some interests are there. These interests we have to recognize, still what I have the interest in my own life. So recognizing that and then being aware of that, so that I'm not using that old sanskar. Sanskar can be, you know, habit, but the interest also is there, is called sanskar, you know. Interest in my sanskar. So these are the subtle things we can pay attention to in order to experience beautiful silence. Silence is good. In the evening, very powerful yoga, disconnection from all the world, and you can enjoy silence. Bodiless stage, double light stage, you know, the mind when it is incorporeal stage. These are very powerful mental stages, which can help the soul to settle many, many accounts of the past, of karma. But the attention has to be during the day, from morning until evening, entering into that silence. So, Om Shanti. Is it clear? Yeah? So we have 2 minutes if anyone has questions. No one has, right? Okay. So we do meditation. And we